Under current law, the state's supposed to keep a $65 million cushion in its main account. The Assembly GOP budget would get rid of that requirement and leave almost no balance at all. A nonpartisan analysis suggests that the $56 billion Republican spending plan would run a balance of less than $1 million a year from now, and about $9 million the year after that. Democrats have been critical of the move. Finance Committee Co-Chair Russ Decker brought it up to his colleagues on the Senate floor earlier this week.
Now, we paid the bills in the state Senate, but what the Assembly did has just gotten reckless.
Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says Wisconsin is one of the few states that has no significant reserve or rainy day fund. He says it's part of the reason Wisconsin has lower than average bond ratings. Berry says the danger is that if the economy changes, it can throw the budget out of balance.
If you're budgeting right up to the very edge with no margin for error, you can sneeze and the state income tax collections can drop $100 million practically overnight.
Berry says that's a real possibility in the next couple of years. He thinks revenue won't go up as fast as expected because of a downturn in the housing market and high energy prices. The budgets proposed by the governor and the state Senate would each require a $130 million balance. While that's higher than it's been recently, Berry says even that figure would be vulnerable to an economic shock. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.